His prayer comforting. If you search the meaning of the word comfort, you'll find that it refers to soothing and reassuring people in various ways, meeting their inner needs. From this perspective, everyone longs for comfort. Who doesn't want to feel better and happier? Yet, when it comes to the source of comfort, people turn to many different things. In essence, though, there are two main sources, comfort from people and comfort from God. These two are profoundly different. Human comfort, no matter the form, usually seeks to lessen present unhappiness with greater happiness. By focusing on joyful things, pursuing achievements, or simply trying to forget troubles. Its underlying message is, forget it. Don't mind it. It's over. Move on. In other words, suppress your weakness so you won't feel weak again. Psychology often points to low self-esteem and a lack of self-confidence as humanity's primary struggles. So the solution it proposes is to strengthen self-esteem and self-reliance. Comfort from God, however, works in the opposite way. The gospel reveals that humanity's greatest problem is not underestimating ourselves, but overestimating ourselves. God shatters our illusions of self-esteem and self-reliance. In the light of His holiness, our weaknesses are exposed. But in that very moment of confession, God imparts His strength, wisdom, fortitude, love, and all His divine nature. True comfort comes not from human effort, but from God Himself. A comfort rooted in walking with Him, far beyond anything this world can offer. Because it is not a worldly comfort, it can only be received by spiritual means. Prayer is one of the most powerful ways. To pray is to quiet ourselves before God, open our hearts and thoughts to Him, and dwell in His presence. In that presence, we find unexpected strength and wisdom, something human busyness or effort can never achieve. Through prayer, God helps us confess our sins, exposes our pride and desires, removes our self-righteousness, and calms our restless hearts. In this way, we experience the power of the cross, an extraordinary power that brings extraordinary comfort. This is not a process of theory or technique. It is as simple as being with God, and yet it is also a lifelong lesson. Prayer does not instantly remove all problems, eliminate all worries, or answer every question. By nature, we resist depending on God. But once we begin to pray, to draw near to Him, and to walk with Him, we slowly discover the mystery of His comfort. The more we pray, the more we want to pray. The more we pray, the more we depend on prayer. In this process, a power beyond human understanding begins to emerge, a power no earthly logic can explain. On the other hand, if we neglect the prayer, we naturally become self-reliant again. In other words, finding comfort in prayer is a matter of learning and practice, a constant struggle between willingness to pray and unwillingness to pray. Yet, through years of a surrendering self, of learning to say, "Your will be done, not mine," the soul is awakened, vision is renewed, the salvation of the cross takes a deeper root in the heart, and true comfort begins to flow. As God Himself declares, "I, even I, am the one who comforts you," Isaiah 51:12.